Good morning. My name is Drinda Lookensmeyer, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about me and how reading the Bible has changed my life. I'm the daughter of Harold and Clara Freer, who moved to Weewa to grow cotton in 1963, just a month after Richard and I were married. I grew up on a really small cotton farm in a tiny town in the big Central Valley of California. And I was in this small town all my life until I went away to uni and got my bachelor's degree and my master's degree. I married Richard during college. And then I taught high school English for 4 years until Greta was born. When Richard went off to seminary, I studied Greek right along with him and had a great time with it. I've been a preschool director, a pastor's wife, and for the last 24 years, a cotton grower. Even in my youngest time, I cannot remember a time when I didn't want to love and serve God. But when I got married and went to a different church, I realized that Richard's family and all the people at the church seemed to know they were going to heaven. I thought you had to wait till you got there and found out if you'd been successful or not. After a while, I thought, I just have to settle this. So I talked to Richard's dad, who was a pastor, and I said, you seem to know you're going to heaven. Can you tell me about it? And he asked me a question. He said, do you believe Jesus died for your sins? I said, of course. Well, do you believe that what the Bible says is true? I said, yeah. Well, then he said, look at John 1:12. And John 1:12 says, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And he said, well, you believe, therefore you are a child of God. Well, I said, okay. And I believed that in my mind. And it took about a year for it to filter down to really knowing in my heart that I was going to heaven. Now, until I got married, I thought I was a really nice person. I'd been a good, obedient daughter. I was a good student. My life had been golden. But living with someone who didn't always want to do things my way really awakened me up. I thought, I was ticked. I was really angry. I was stiff-necked like those people in Acts. My kids can validate that I spent a lot of time screaming, slamming doors, stomping out to the pig pen to cool off. I usually took my Bible with me just in case God wanted to talk to me later when I cooled down. Sometimes I'd sit down at the piano and just bang through hymn after hymn after hymn until finally I played a little more gently and finally felt like singing and returned to God's way. A lady came to speak to the seminary wives, and she said anger was a choice. Ha! Ah, if nobody ever crossed me, I would never be angry. I'd not read the Bible all that much until the Living Bible came out, and I just ate it up. I couldn't get enough of the Living Bible. I highly recommend it, even though it's out of print. We belonged to a small church when we were in seminary, and it had a competition with other small churches of who could read the most chapters in a week. Well, I had the Bible on cassette, so I listened to it all day. While I did the dishes, while I changed nappies, I listened to the Bible, and I'd think, oh, I wonder where that is. And I'd listen, listen, listen. Oh, that's in chapter 13 of Corinthians. Good. And so I learned where things were in the Bible because I was listening, competing. I found all the shortest chapters in the Bible, read those several times. years ago, I went through a sleepless time, and I just couldn't get my mind to turn off in the middle of the night. And so I started listening to sermons with tiny earphones. And then I decided it probably wasn't such a good idea to teach myself to go to sleep during sermons. So I wore out several sets of the Bible on cassette. And finally now it's come out on CD, and that seems to be holding its own. So So in the night, if I can't sleep, I listen to the scriptures. And if I go to sleep, good. And if I don't, well, I'm stacking my life full of God's word. Somewhere a long time ago, the Bible got through to my anger, and I woke up one day and thought, hey, you're not so mad as you used to be. I don't mean that I never get angry. I do occasionally. But anger no longer characterizes my life. Sometime back, Tim made a comment that there are two kinds of people, the humble and the wicked. Now, Richard's dad taught me years ago that I'm not any longer part of the wicked. But when somebody crosses me and anger automatically springs up, I'm trying to teach myself to be the humble. And if any of you are dealing with recurring sin in your lives, I highly recommend packing the Bible into your life. Now, it might not be automatic for you. It wasn't for me. And I can remember praying, God, give me a hunger for the Bible, and finding myself during the week just reading it and thinking, oh, he answered that prayer. And he will. He delights to answer the prayer of, please help me to read more of your word, Lord. It has helped me.